Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The 51st contingent of the Venceremos Brigade, flagship of the Solidarity Movement of the U.S. people towards Cuba, was welcomed in Cuban eastern Holguín City. 60 of its members arrived at Frank Pais International Airport in Holguín from Miami to carry out an intense program of activities in health institutions, scientific research centers, and cultural projects in the provinces of Santiago de Cuba and Camagüey. Shannon Joy Shirt, a member of the brigade, for the fourth time stressed that the group demands the end of the blockade and all measures that seek to affect the Cuban economy, the prohibition of travel from the United States and the illegal occupation of the territory of the Guantanamo Naval Base. The Venceremos Brigade will be in the country until January 6th, and since its foundation in 1969, nearly 10,000 members of the brigade have visited the island. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently held a telephone conversation last week with his Cuban counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel, during which the two leaders discussed bilateral cooperation issues. The Eurasian nation's government communique said Putin and Díaz-Canel also expressed their intention to continue strengthening the Russian-Cuban strategic partnership comprehensively. As a result of the conversation, the presidents of Russia and Cuba agreed to intensify contacts at various levels. The Swedish-Cuba Solidarity Association announced the shipment of two 40-foot containers with medical and other aid as part of its action against the U.S. blockade. The president of the organization, Zoltan Tiedler, pointed out to Prensa Latina that Denmark's fraternity with Cuba also contributed resources for the cargoes that are scheduled to arrive in the Antillean nation at the end of January through the port of Mariel. The two containers with donations collected in Sweden and Denmark include means for schools in Santiago de Cuba, Holguín, and Pinar del Río, as well as for hospitals in Las Tunas and Holguín, among other territories. In the middle of the month, the Swedish-Cuban Solidarity Association said that during the year that ended, it donated 55,000 euros to the Caribbean country as part of a campaign to help it confront the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade. Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, first secretary of the Central Committee of the party and president of the Republic, received Ron Wyden, U.S. senator for the state of Oregon, who recently visited the island. Through a message on the social network Twitter, the president informed that during the meeting, he ratified the willingness to work together to improve bilateral relations for the benefit of both peoples. In 2021, the Democratic senator and also Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden introduced the bill entitled the U.S.-Cuba Trade Act of 2021. As Wyden then stated, Congress has a moral and economic obligation to the American people to improve U.S.-Cuba relations as quickly and safely as possible. The organization of the next International Book Fair, with Colombia as the guest country of honor, is today the priority of the Cuban Book Institute in this 2023 that has just begun. Scheduled from February 9 to 19, the event that will take place again under the slogan Read to Grow has as its main venue the Morro Cabaña Military Historical Park in Old Havana, with Colombia as the guest of honor country. According to the ambassador of the South American nation in Cuba, José Noé Ríos, it is an excellent opportunity to strengthen the ties of friendship that already exist between the two countries and that have been built by men and women of the arts and culture, such as our great writer Gabriel García Márquez. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.